Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You guys know what Airbnb is, right?
Yeah.
It's where you can like rent a house, probably someone's personal house, or maybe they've bought it as an extra one to rent out. And it's a way to avoid dealing with hotels. It sometimes gets you a nicer place for the same amount of money.
Right.
We used it when we traveled overseas. We just did the Airbnb and ended up with a nice big suite instead of just a hotel room. So it's very convenient.
Yeah. Now, did you do that with the treehouse when y'all stayed in the treehouse?
Yeah, I believe that was Airbnb too. That one didn't turn out as good. This was during COVID.
Oh, no.
We went to North Carolina in what was supposed to be a treehouse. And it was a house, and it did have a tree partly growing through the middle of it.
It
was kind of junky.
Oh.
And we were a little disappointed.
Did you not look at pictures?
Yeah, but you can't see like the dead flies on the windowsill in the pictures.
Oh. Yeah, and then you get those little, how to climb up into the treehouse, the little bitty wood stalks that are nailed to the tree.
No, it wasn't like that.
That's what I'm picturing right now.
That would have been something you would have seen in the pictures,
sure.
Clearly.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it wasn't horrible. It just wasn't as nice as the pictures made it seem like it was going to be.
Right.
But Airbnb is expanding into something that I think may be a very lucrative deal for them. You've also probably heard of, or maybe not, the website called Cameo.
Uh-huh.
And that's where you can pay mostly B-level celebrities to give you a video message to someone, like a friend or to yourself. It's almost like having a signed autograph, but a step further.
Yeah.
So you can get like the guy from Breaking Bad to give you a 30-second message for a couple $100.
Okay.
Now, Edwin was on the show, and he was trying to convince...
Now, when you say Edwin...
Edwin McCain.
Right.
Yeah, and just on The Unmasked Singer, and of course, known and loved here in the upstate. He was saying, hey, you guys should do that. And I'm like, well, they get them for free every day when we do shows.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, Airbnb is taking the Cameo idea and going a step further. They are now going to let you rent out celebrities. For example, one of the early offerings is the Kansas City Chiefs quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, or however you say his name. And that would be a day-long experience playing football and eating barbecue with him.
Why not?
Okay.
I mean, you know what? It's off-season. He's not doing anything. Sitting at home. It's like, you know what? I can make a buck here.
I'm thinking it's a lot of bucks for that one.
I'm thinking
for rich people on some of these.
Well, it'd be like $50,000 or something.
I don't know. They didn't put the price on here.
Doesn't he have a manager for that kind of stuff, though? Like, wouldn't he hire him out?
Well, I mean, but I don't know how the manager would find just average Joes who wanted to do this. With Airbnb, there's a structure set up. They said also Sabrina Carpenter, Megan Thee Stallion is also on the list. These are early celebrities that have signed up for this.
How about Tom Thee Steele? You could just sit there.
And
he would come over, hang out on your couch, play video games, eat cheese balls, get cheese dust all over your couch.
Heck yeah.
Sign me up, man.
Give some unsolicited advice and I'm here for it.
I'm way less than 50 grand. Way less.
Yeah.
But, it's actually a clever idea because people will pay for these kind of experiences.
Yeah.
And, of course, course, it's going to start off with that. Those would be rich people, celebrities.
Well, yeah.
Like you and I aren't going to be able to afford to spend a day with them.
Well,
but there'll be B-level celebrities where you can pay maybe $1,000 and spend a day with that guy from Breaking Bad or from whatever old movie you used to think was cool.
It's like Dan, the extra from The Office or something.
I wouldn't go that far. You'd be surprised. Yeah. The actual Office characters would possibly be available. Some of those guys do cameo
already.
Some
of the older TV shows.
But do you get a house to stay in, or do you just have to fly out there? Are they going to fly to you?
I think it's all up to you. You just get to hang out with them.
Oh, so it's not an actual place to stay.
I think you get the day with them. I think you show up in the morning, spend the day with them, and go home.
It's a lot like when they bring in celebrities here, like in the Upstate. A lot of times they'll throw them up in, like, Comic-Con. They give them the hotel for free.
Well, right? They give like, the celebrity the hotel.
Yeah. And so they pay for that. So we'd have to pay for them to hang out with us.
Well, I'm not sure if they come to you or if you're going to them. I'm guessing a lot of cases you'd be going to them.
True.
I just feel like that is super creepy, and I don't know if I'd want to do that, because just because somebody has a lot of money doesn't mean they're not weird and want to do weird things. I don't know.
Well, you're obviously going to have at least some kind of, you know, control over. You probably got either, I don't know if you have security, but you have somebody there from the company that makes sure it doesn't get too weird.
Yeah.
There is, I would say that could be a little weird, but man, it could be a lot of money too.
Yeah, but
I don't know how much someone would make for this, but if it's a lot of money, I'm willing to risk it.
Well, with Airbnb fees that they charge already, it's going to be a lot
of money.
It's
going to be a lot.
Yeah. Who would you want to hang out with if you could do this?
Tom D. Steele.
Okay.
There you go.
I don't, you know what, if Patrick Mahomes, I don't want to play football, but I'll eat barbecue. I don't, none of those.
Yeah, well, those were, like I say, this is early right now.
I don't really have a favorite celebrity.
My daughter would do Taylor Swift in a second if she could hang out with her.
That
would be a big one, yeah.
Post Malone, you don't hang out with him?
No.
No? Okay. How about, I like Marvel movies, I'd want to hang out with Thor and some of those guys. Like, you know, because they are big celebrities. How about Tom Cruise, one of the biggest celebrities?
No, he's like weird now, right?
Yeah, but that still might be interesting.
Yeah, I mean, you want to go to dinner with somebody weird.
The Scientologist.
That's going to make for an engaging conversation, because you can just talk about some weird stuff.
Plus, you're going to get more than a picture out of this. You're going to get a video of you guys hanging. People be like, you know Tom Cruise? I'm like, yeah, look, we had dinner together. We were hanging out and just talking.
Mm-hmm. How about Lady Gaga?
God, no.
I would do Megan Thee Stallion for sure.
Would you?
Yes.
Why?
I love her. I think she's great.
And you say, we're weird for wanting to hang out with Tom Cruise. I'm like, honestly, she's just as weird.
I'm trying to think of who I would. Dolly Parton, I think, would be fun.
No, that's not a bad choice.
Yeah. You have to meet her at Dollywood.
Well, that's fine.
Ride some rides with her.
I've never been. And Pigeon Forge is a lot closer than California.
That's true. Kidding, right? Yeah, this is a rich people's game to start with, but I bet you they'll pull B-level celebs down.
Oh, for sure.
And like a lot of them, they live in the LA area, so it might be California people that do it. But they come and hang out with someone that they used to think was super cool on some TV show. And it's going to be like Cameo in 3D.
Well, and if you'd like to book the Tom Steele, just contact me, 1-800-386-0937, and I'll get that set up for you.
We need to work out a price for this.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You know, playing Lady Gaga there, you think about going to her concert, and concert prices continue to rise every year. I mean, I think it's since COVID, they just keep going up.
They've been going up forever.
Yeah.
But how much are you paying per live song when you see a certain artist? Have you ever thought about that? Because the ticket prices now, like sometimes you'll pay $200-something-odd just to see an artist.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't think about, like, how much does that break down per song? Well, they did it for us. They did some math for us. They came up with this calculator, and they found that you'd pay about $13.97 per song for each Lady Gaga song that you hear.
Wow.
Didn't sound that bad.
But see, there's songs I miss. Because I got to get up and get a drink. I got to get me something to eat. I got to go to the bathroom. So do I get my money back for those songs I don't get to hear?
That's your fault for getting up.
Well, I have to go to the bathroom.
Well,
and then you leave after the first encore, and you're like listening to them on the way out. So it's not the full experience. You're not seeing her. You're just hearing her.
Those are your choices.
I know. We're being stupid.
No. Listen, if I am going to a concert, I'm getting all my money's worth. I'm taking the photo. I am trying to get as close as I can. I am living the experience.
Exactly. Do you video all the songs? You one of those people that do that?
No, not all of them, but like, kind of, sometimes, you know. You just never know.
But you
like,
know what? It's not, you're not enjoying the experience.
I agree.
It's like you're...
That's so wrong. You are enjoying the experience.
No, listen, if you play back the video, you can tell I'm having a great time because I'm screaming the song and loving every minute of it.
But you are being a cameraman and a person enjoying the concert.
You make it sound like they don't enjoy the camera part, but they do.
Listen, baby, I am vain and I love a show. Like, listen, let's record it. Let's do it all. I want people to know that I went to the Lady Gaga concert. And listen, I can post it on my Instagram story and people can enjoy it too.
Well, you are an influencer. You post most of your life, which I don't want to do that. Some people don't.
FYI, if you're posting video of concerts, your friends aren't watching it.
I don't know. Especially if it's a show I'm going to see later. Well, you say that, but I'm
telling
you.
They're not watching it.
I watch it.
You ain't got no friends.
I got friends and I watch them.
Listen, I love watching them.
Before my daughter went to see Taylor Swift, we watched clips from other shows because we're getting excited for it and everything.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Okay, so Lana Del Rey, it's about $16, $16.02 to be precise.
Did she cost more or she got less songs?
I don't know. They just did the breakdown for us here.
It's a good question.
Mm-hmm. Beyonce, that's going to cost you about $13.63 to see per song when you see her.
Based on this last tour that she's on now, she's not doing real well with sales.
No,
Morgan Wallen's about $14 as well. So if you want to go see him in concert.
I'd probably cancel the concert.
Yeah, Post Malone, it hovers around $15 or so if you want to see some of these artists. Now, the group NSYNC without Justin Timberlake, about $3.59 per song.
Sign me up. I'm going.
Hawk, too soon.
See, since the breakup.
Justin Timberlake just deserted those guys, and he did. He's a jerk for it.
Mm-hmm.
You think so?
Yes. I do. I agree.
And Britney Spears. Listen, I'm still not over that.
Wait. She didn't desert anybody.
No, like, he deserted her.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because he knew she was crazy.
Well, that's true also.
He got out quick. Good for him.
Yeah.
I love Britney always and forever.
She may have turned crazy because of that.
But, okay. You think about like some of the artists that are like B-listers. We mentioned, you know, a while ago about B-listing artists. Those are going to be way cheaper, especially after a couple of years. You know, you got these people that at the height of their success, it's costing $15 per song to see them in concert.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you wait and you see them.
At a bar on a Saturday night.
Yeah. It was like $16 for the tickets and the whole night.
Yeah.
So
I would do that for sure, too. So just hold off. Like, everything comes back around.
Well.
It comes back in style, right?
You don't want to do that. Like, Taylor Swift, Tom, how many did you pay for those tickets for your daughter to go?
Like $1,000.
Yeah. So how much was her per song, you think about?
It's a lot, but she played a lot of songs.
Yeah,
too.
She has a long.
She probably did 30 songs, maybe. I don't know,
but it
still was probably $30 a song or more.
Oh wow!
And it was worth every penny.
It was to her anyway.
How many songs?
I'm guessing 30. I could be wrong, but it's a long show.
But the tickets were $1,000, right?
Yeah.
So that would be 30. So you're right.
I can look back and see how many songs it was because I recorded all of them.
I'm trying to do math. I'm sorry?
No, I said I'm going back and looking through all my videos because I can count how many songs because I recorded them all.
Oh, my goodness. You're not enjoying that experience.
No.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
It is a group therapy Wednesday, second date update. We have Amanda on the line, and this is unusual because usually it's the guys who screwed something up. But Amanda, you went on a date with Aaron, you said, and he's not calling back.
Yeah, I don't know why. I mean, this doesn't happen to me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't get ghosted like this. So I have no idea what happened here.
Well, you sound very nice. I don't know why you would have gotten ghosted either, but that's what we do is try to find out for you. So if you'll hang on the line, just sit back and listen for a second, and we're going to try to call Aaron. You've given us his phone number. We're going to see if he'll answer when we call, and then hopefully we can at least get some closure for you. Best case, maybe it was a misunderstanding. We get you guys back together on another date.
Hello.
Hi, is this Aaron?
Yes.
Hey, It's Hawk and Tom and Cato. We are live on the radio right now. We want to try to give you a prize.
This is for real?
This is for real. You're live on the radio.
Have you signed up for anything lately?
I don't think so.
Probably not. This is our second date update. What we would like to do is try to send you out for dinner on us, but what we have to do is ask you a question about a recent date you went on.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So,
do you remember going out with a young lady named Amanda? She was hoping we could get some information for her. She said you weren't calling back, and we told her we would try to find out why.
She said it was a fun date.
So, she was really cool. She was really, really nice. She was super pretty, smoking hot.
So why not another date?
Man, she had... I don't know. She had this like really weird thing that she kept doing throughout the date. I don't even know how to say it. Like she would like meow at me sometimes while we were eating and like having conversations. She would just like randomly throw in a meow.
Like a cat?
Like a cat. And I was...
Did she rub up against you and purr when she did it?
Did you give her a treat?
Just about, but she kept doing it throughout the date, like mid-conversation, like after I'd say something. And
wow, that's unusual and interesting. Amanda?
Yeah, we got to call Amanda out here.
So Amanda's on the line right now.
You have to go.
Oh my God, come here.
So Amanda, do you meow at him?
Well, okay, so... It's just kind of a flirty thing I do. Like, a lot of guys I've gone out with have liked it, and it's just, like, kind of, you know, like, meow. You know? Like, it's kind of cute.
Hey, stop flirting with us.
And I had a couple of drinks, you know, and cats are really attractive and kind of earthy, and I just thought it was, like, a cute, flirty thing to do. I didn't know he was put off by it. He seemed into it at the time.
It was just kind of strange. I've never had somebody do that to me.
I don't even have any words right now.
I don't either. Yeah. I don't even have any animal noises.
But you're not supposed to feed the stray animals because they'll hang around.
Well, that's her point.
Whatever. It wasn't like a cat noise, like you make a cat noise, like, oh, it wasn't like that. It was like, meow, meow, you know, meow, like it's a word. It
totally. Totally.
Oh, I understand now. I got you. See, I'm not
weird,
weird
at all now. So you say this has worked when you've gone out with other guys before.
Yeah, so I didn't think anything of it. And the fact that he's being so weird about it, that, I mean, that's weird to me. So.
Well, Aaron, is this like, is it something, obviously you didn't call, huh?
Did you say meow?
No, I did not say meow.
Oh, you said wow.
Wow.
Yeah, sorry.
I don't mean to confuse. He's bilingual.
So, Aaron, you seem upset by this or at least put off by it, but is it something if you know if she's just kind of being flirty, would that change anything?
You know, I guess. I don't know. I kind of took it as she just does it constantly, like, all the time, and I don't know, it was definitely off-putting to do it.
So it's not something you would want to continue?
No, I mean, if that's your thing, to, like, throw in a meow every now and again, like, I guess that's okay, but not, like, you know, 10 times during a date.
Well, it's not a lifestyle or anything. I don't know.
She doesn't identify as a cat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
These days, you don't know.
Or go back to the house and she has like a litter box. Or
something. Oh. Okay. You guys, I think I was wrong in trying to go on another date again. I'm not really interested in being somebody's joke. I'm good.
Wow. We did not mean to offend you at all.
Right.
We were trying to have fun. We're sorry about that.
Yeah. I just think this is a bad fit. Like somebody just being flirty and fun. And then now you're making jokes about litter boxes. Yeah.
Yeah. Aaron, we can't believe you said that.
I can't believe I laughed so loudly.
Why did we laugh at that?
Really into it, so thanks for that.
Okay, but honestly, you just throw in a meow every once in a while.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
I mean, it's something she wanted to do. Okay. But there's nothing wrong with you guys, you know, maybe not being on the same page with it either.
And you're right. You picked out a great animal that's kind of, you know, attractive. And you think of a cat as being sleek and
sensual.
Yeah, but if you did like a cow, that'd be different. Like, moo.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, now you're making jokes.
I'm not making jokes.
She's a listener of ours.
I do see a lot of cats in Amanda's future.
Oh, wow. Well, Amanda, listen,
honestly, Amanda,
here's the thing. We did at least get to the bottom of this for you. Obviously, it has worked for you in the past.
No, yeah.
But it didn't work with Aaron.
We don't even have to ask about the second date on this one, I don't think.
No,
okay. I'm good. I don't need one.
Aaron, we are so sorry to have bothered you this morning, but hopefully we got closure for both of you.
Here's what we'd like to do is we want to send you both out on us and get a dinner separately. If you'll just hold on the line, Kate will get that information. We'll send you guys out for a night on the town.
I love that.
You're down with that?
That's nice. I don't feel so bad about you guys laughing at me on the radio. Oh,
good job. Aww. We certainly didn't mean to upset you, and we apologize for that. Okay, well, hang on the line. Kate is going to get your particulars and tell you how you can get your free dinner on us.
Cool.
Okay.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I will say that online dating has become pretty standard now. It started out as unusual and nerdy, and it was kind of awkward, but now that's pretty much where half people meet.
Yeah.
And your online dating profile is super important. Mm-hmm. The things you put on there matter. And your hobbies is a big thing for women because they look for red flags. Men do too. But the hobbies can show a red flag to somebody.
So if a guy says he collects Star Wars action figures,
that's probably not good.
It's going to be a hard no for me.
Well, at least I didn't say dolls.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
That is true.
Sounds better when you say action figures.
Well, they say there's an online list of hobbies that are instant red flags when you hear about them on dating sites or if you're out on a date with someone. This one is pretty tough. Beauty pageants, particularly if they have kids and they're putting their kids in the beauty pageants.
Okay, but how about if they've been in beauty pageants? Because
it says beauty pageants, so that couldn't count. I don't know if in the past it matters or if they're currently doing it.
Well, if they were in them, it's probably their parents.
Well, unless they were in them and they were like
at that time
in their young adult years.
Yeah. True.
Or they're scared because the girl's typically really hot, you know? It could be back and forth.
Oh, I mean, if you already asked a hot girl, I don't know, maybe.
No,
I think beauty pageants are a little bit weird for guys. Also, they said people who consider scratch lotto tickets to be a hobby.
Well, there you go.
They say one of the reasons this is a bad one is it's rarely just the scratch-offs. They usually have a gambling problem.
Yeah, but and also it asks the age. I feel like a lot of people that are like doing the scratch-offs are like older, right?
I don't know.
No, I don't know.
I think if you're addicted to gambling, you're addicted to gambling.
It's true.
I mean, I know people that they literally will buy a lottery ticket every day, a scratch-off, just to try. And then I've been behind people in the convenience store. That's the most annoying thing when you have to sit there going, give me one number 15, give me one number 22, I'll take a 3, a 7, a... I'm like, really?
That's not a hobby. That is an addiction.
Yeah, that's an addiction for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, this is a wild one. Collecting taxidermy animals. Who puts that on there to begin with?
Okay. If it's a collecting thing, that's weird. Like, if you're, because my uncle, he was a big hunter and fisher.
Yeah.
And I go to his house all over his trailer. He had a bunch of, you know, deer heads and
possum
and fish. Yes.
Everything.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. That's so creepy.
That is really, I think that's what they're talking about.
Yeah. Like, I just feel like I don't know if I would want to be like, it's kind of morbid, right?
And here's another thing. If you get a 10 point buck or whatever, okay, put it on the wall. When you're putting possums and skunks on your
he
wall.
He didn't do that. They mentioned that.
I thought you said it.
No, I did not.
I thought you said your uncle had those on his trailer wall.
I said possum.
But he did have like a deer bottom, like he had a deer head on one wall, and if you went around the corner, he taxidermied the deer's butt with the tail up on the other side of the wall.
Waste nothing,
you know? Yeah, that was funny.
A pencil holder.
Now, he would eat the meat, too, just to let you know.
Well, I was going
to
say, I know people that hunt. They love hunting. I don't know that if I've never been to their house to see if they have a deer head, but I know that they'll call when the sausage is ready.
Well, and he loved fishing too. He had a whole bunch of fish on there, and there was one amazing one that could sing.
How'd he do on the dating thing?
Drop me in the water.
Do you have to ask Tom?
Yeah. All right, dating red flags, collecting Disney memorabilia or Disneyland freaks. People who, and I hate to say this, our boss is one of these.
Yeah.
He is a Disneyland. Land complete addict.
So was our former boss.
Yeah, you're right.
Yes, it's, I don't know what it is. Illness.
They go 2 or 3 times a year.
Oh my gosh. Like, Dave honestly, is living there.
Yeah. He has a second home in Orlando.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's how much he loves Disney.
Listen, I love Disney too. I mean, I don't know if I'm a Disney freak, but I do see the appeal of like not wanting to like, the Disneyland freaks.
Well, you know what?
I took my kids once or twice. I don't understand adults that are totally into Disney.
It's okay, though. I mean, there might be some trauma from their childhood, and they want to watch the Disney movies. They watch as little kids.
Well, I like the movies.
Another thing, too, they're probably spending a lot of money at Disney. Somebody who wants to date somebody, they're like, they're just going to waste all their money on Disney.
Yep. The other day, there was an article where for one day, it was $1,400 for a guy to take him and his family.
Mm-hmm. Okay. They said being super into celebrities in their lives.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if I would put that on as a hobby anyway, but that's anyone who's that way, that's a red flag according to this.
For sure.
People who swoon over serial killers. You know those women that like write to them in jail and stuff?
Yeah, that's a huge red flag.
I don't write to them.
Well, what is the percentage of people doing that?
You know, in this era of true crime stuff, there's a lot of women. They may not write to them, but they may be into that stuff.
Yes. Now, if they're into Dexter and they're watching that, that's one thing, you know? But when they're like writing the pen pal on some prisoner, that's different.
That's so weird, though, because like, why would you want to write a criminal and date them? Like, Chris Watts,
he's
like,
dangerous.
Has a bunch.
He's exciting.
The Menendez brothers.
Yeah, they have all kinds of...
One of them got married in prison.
Yeah, because
she became a pen pal, I guess.
I just feel like, what are the psychological wounds that person has endured to want to date somebody like that?
Why, that's a red flag, exactly.
But why is it a hobby?
Come on,
that's not a hobby.
This is out of my realm of experience. I don't know anything about it. It says CrossFit.
Okay. Not that is the one that is out of your realm of experience.
Yeah, that one I don't know what it is.
Okay, but it's people that are all into exercise,
and they go
quite a bit.
And my sister dated a guy a long time ago. She's married now, but she said she had to break up with him because he wanted to work out every single day, and she just wasn't into it.
Yeah, it's like an addiction, I feel like, for people.
Okay.
Almost.
Having to watch every single Hallmark movie. If they're into Hallmark movies, that's a red flag.
Oh, I'll tell my mama.
There's nothing wrong with one.
This one, I hesitate to bring up. I hate to say this with Megan here, but being an influencer online is a red flag.
Huge red flag for Adam. Sorry, babe.
I can see how that would freak someone out a little, depending on what kind of an influencer you were. Like, there's some hobbies or influencing things that are almost like these. Like, if you were a model railroad enthusiast, which, by the way, is a great way without actually telling people that you've never dated before.
Oh, no. I think that it's great to have the people in these certain areas, because how many times do you Google something that's for you? You like Pokemon Go?
I went through a Pokemon Go phase. Oh, it's not a hobby for me. I haven't done Pokemon Go in years.
It was a hobby for a while, capturing those Pokemon.
I did. I got started because of my kids.
You were driving around the church parking lots collecting Pokemons.
You remember that morning I saw him pull into the parking lot here at work, and I saw him driving around. I'm like, what were you doing? He goes, catching Pokemon.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm like, at 5 o'clock in the morning.
And I was a huge red flag at that moment.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Okay, girls, let's do it. Here's the question of the day. How many bottles do you have in your shower? It's causing problems. What is your shower feng shui? Because it causes anxiety for the fellas. But most of the time, they'll actually use her products if they run out of their own. So, you know, you got Steve showing up at work. He's like, man, you smell like flowers and lavender, Steve.
Yeah. Well, I feel like guys can't get anxious about it because they like the way women smell. So it's
I get anxious about it because I can't find my bottle.
Exactly.
In the maze of bottles that are in there. And plus I'm thinking, what did I pay for all of this?
And then when you have bottles and you've already dominated the shower, whatever, that little hole in the shower, what's it called?
Shelf?
Whatever.
Shower shelf.
And there are like bottles in the floor too, and you're kicking them over, and it's almost like you're bowling all of a sudden. It's like shower bowling.
Yeah, if you got one of those regular tubs, you know, they're usually lined up on long, and you're stepping in and out and just knocking bottles off. It's quite annoying.
It causes anxiety.
Annoying.
I just feel like most men use whatever they want on their body. I feel like they make a all-in-one, like a shampoo, conditioner, face wash, body wash.
They do.
So it doesn't even matter.
That's because you guys get scammed into buying 50 different things.
It is true.
You're like, oh, I need a special thing for my earlobes.
See where you land. Most women say they have anywhere from 8 to 12 bottles in their shower.
Dang.
Some of those are half bottles that they have been, that they used for a little while, and then they moved on. They quit using them, and they left them in there. It's kind of like your clothes. It's like, you know what? Someday I might wear that one. I'll just keep that in my closet. So it's like the bottle of conditioner there. It's like, that didn't work quite like it, but I might need that someday.
Yeah.
Or makeup. I have female friends, and you go in their bathroom, you'll see a big basket of makeup. And I'm like, do you wear all that? No, that's stuff I don't wear anymore. And I'm like, well, throw it out.
My daughter lives to go to Ulta. She'll spend hours in there and come home with 50 bottles of stuff.
Y'all would hate to see my house then. It's makeup full. I've got bottles everywhere. Listen, I got to smell good. I got to look good.
Okay. But you once you find what you like, you just use it. You don't have to buy 50 more things.
But they come in different colors. They come in different scents, you know.
I'm getting anxiety right now.
Anxiety. Okay, so let's say you guys have two sinks in your bathroom.
Yeah.
Okay, is yours like full of makeup, all kinds of products? And is Adam's clean?
I mean, well, I feel like he could do a better job keeping it clean.
Oh,
you know.
But it's not as...
It's not cluttered.
That's what I'm saying. So 8 to 12 bottles is, they say, like bottles of shampoo, 3 or 4 bottles of conditioner, body wash, body scrub, face washes, facial cleanser, face hair mask or whatever. What is that?
All sounds normal.
Shaving cream, body lotion in the shower. Like, why would you use body lotion in the shower?
Because they have shown or have said that whenever you put it on, whenever you're still wet, your pores are open, it keeps you nice and moisturized longer.
But you know what? You put that on your feet and you're slipping and sliding in the shower and you break your neck.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is a health hazard, I guess.
You look good. You smell good with that broken neck.
Oh, don't it? You know what? It looks so good in the coffin, don't it?
Oh, God. So dramatic. headache.
Most women, they only clean out the shower when they are deep cleaning a shower.
Yeah.
So it's like a shower cleanse, and they're like, okay, I'm going to throw out a couple of bottles. He might even be harping in that area. I don't know if he calls you out or not. But some of the women in the survey had anywhere from 15 to 25 bottles in the shower.
Oh, now, that's a lot,
that checks.
That's
about
a lot.
Right.
So wow. We have like the little thing built into the shower in the corner.
Yeah, okay.
My wife bought this thing that sits on the floor and mm-hmm. has three more shelves now.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So we have like four shelves of stuff in the corner of our shower.
And there's some things, though, you look at it and you're like, what does that do?
I wasn't done.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She also has one of those things that hangs over the side of the shower and holds even
okay.
more.
Yes.
It's crazy.
Uh-uh. Yeah, my mom's got the stuff that hangs from the shower spout.
Oh, well, you don't do that. Don't tell my wife about that.
It's a new area for her.
Like, you need the body wash. You need the exfoliant. You need the hair mask, shampoo, conditioner, face wash. You know, what else you need?
Well, you've named off quite a bit there. I was just waiting for you to say, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Is there a shelf for that?
But that's a lot of bottles. Most guys have anywhere from 2 to 3 bottles of whatever is in the shower. It could be a bar of soap. I've moved on from the bar of soap.
I have 3 bottles. I have shampoo, mm-hmm. body wash, and face wash. And I could honestly live without the face wash and just use the body wash if I had to.
Yeah, you can even use body wash for your hair. I mean, it's
dry. I haven't gone that far.
I feel like a lot of men do that. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, sometimes the bottle says you can use it for everything.
Hey, that's why guys are balding when they get older.
There you go.
Not true.
Okay. Well, clean it up, girls.
No.
We need some shower feng shui going on there.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, Hawk was just telling us that Weight Watchers is filing for bankruptcy, and he thinks it was the whole Eat Sensibly and Fitness thing that turned people off.
I don't know. I don't think he caught on. People didn't get that. They did not understand that.
Well, there is a new trend right now that I feel is going to fall under the same disaster, but it's an eating hack, and it's called eating human dog food.
What?
Basically, they take all of the ingredients for your food, and they will take things like vegetables, tofu, chicken, rice, cook it all, and mix it together into a bowl, much like dog food would look like.
Immediately. No.
And it gives you all of the nutrients that you need for your meal.
That's what they do with big breakfast bowls and stuff. They put everything in one bowl, and
not
we
like
eat like
this.
That.
This is all ground up to where it looks like loaf of dog food.
You mean like a big old can of Alpo where you just like turn over the can and there's a big...
It's not perfectly like cylinder. That, but it's that same consistency. It's just a kind of a big mush mash of everything.
Well, if you're eating on the go, a lot of times, you know, you don't have time. You got to pick up kids. You got a lot of stuff on your plate. And you're like, I'll just go ahead and slurp this down real quick.
Well,
they say it's stir-fry with lots of ingredients, but it's chopped up so fine, it looks more like something your dog would eat.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? Protein shakes. How many times do you just slam a protein shake because you don't have time to eat and you hit on out?
But that tastes good, and it's like its own singular taste.
Protein shakes are chalky. Like, it's got that aftertaste, and it's like, you know, you're just trying to get some kind of something on your belly that's not going to make you hungry a little bit later on. And the aftertaste of dog food would be even worse.
Well, I don't know that it tastes like dog food. It looks like dog food, but I can't imagine it tastes great either.
I watched some of the video, and he's got like carrots and broccoli and cauliflower. Mm-hmm. I mean, the tofu I would put in, but everything else I eat.
You know what would be fun if for Torture Tuesday? Let's bring in some crunchy dog food and pour it like in a cereal bowl and put milk on it and just eat it like that.
You go ahead and do that at home.
I think that's funny.
Knock yourself out.
I don't want to do it at home. I mean, if I'm going to do something here like that.
I want to get attention for it.
Exactly. I want to do it on Torture Tuesday.
Now, see, I thought you were going to say that we should do this and try it out, which I think we should.
Okay.
Well, listen, my daughter, whenever she was younger, if you put her down on the ground, she was going straight to the dog food. And how many times did I have to like pull dog food out of her mouth? She loved it.
That'd make a great dog food commercial. So good, babies love it.
Well, it's better than what my kids were doing. My kids were going to the kitty litter box.
Oh, God. Yeah.
And I'm like, put that down.
It's a Snickers bar.
Oh, I thought you meant they were going in it.
No, they were going to it and playing in it. And I would say, stop. I'm like, what?
Can we go back to the other subject now?
All of it's disgusting, really.
Well, they say it makes meal planning easy, but nutrition experts say there's some downside. They think you'll get bored with it and you won't stick with it because it sucks the joy out of eating.
Yeah.
Also, they said that it might be a good hack for some of your meals. Like maybe you eat a normal breakfast and dinner and just have slop for lunch.
Yeah, I mean, I could see if you're like really sick and you're really needing to get like those nutrients in, like one little power-packed full of nutrients, but for normal stuff, no, absolutely not.
Well, that's what they do on those videos, TikTok videos and stuff. All of a sudden, you see that mushroom powder that you mix with water, and it's got all the nutrients, you know, that's earthy and all that junk.
But listen, I feel like the joy of eating is, like, looking at it and sitting down and enjoying your
smelling
meal.
The textures.
Yeah, okay, you say it differently than me. I'm, like, sniffing it and licking it.
Sniffing it and licking it.
And I'm smacking it up and flipping it and rubbing it down. Oh, no.
Tom's over there being all fancy.
I think this is the first step towards them trying to get us to eat the insects.
Ugh.
You know, because you start eating this stuff, you can't tell what's in it.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, they're adding insects for protein.
I've got peanut butter at home. I'm already eating insects.
Yeah, but not in like, not a huge quantity.
It's extra crunchy.
I mean, honestly.
I know.
Maybe you do.
I don't know what I'm crunching. I think it's a nut I'm crunching on.
This peanut butter says creamy, but it's crunchy.
Well, all right.
It was made in a Spirit Airlines airplane.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I want to talk about romance right now. Those three words, I love you, or is it you look beautiful, or let's go shopping, how's your mother? Those are all words that women love to hear.
Love
what's for dinner?
But there's three words that women really go gaga over. And I'm glad you're here, Megan, because I want to see if you agree with this or not. These three words are supposed to rock her world, and it's not I love you.
You look beautiful.
It's not you look beautiful. I just said that one.
Oh, did you? Okay, sorry.
I got this.
Yeah.
Women love it. And even though women are independent and they could do it themselves, they still love when their man says, I got this. It might be something as simple as taking out the garbage. It's not that it's not they couldn't do it. They don't want to do it. And he's like, I got this. Don't worry. I got this.
It's the security. It's the protection. It's the letting you be a girl, you know? I get that for sure.
Is that kind of like, when you know, opening the car door for her?
Like, it's much like that.
I got this. Let me just do this. I'll walk all the way around.
You're not saying it right, though.
You got to change that tune.
I'm sorry.
Tone of my voice.
Yeah. It's got that little confident lilt to it. It's like, I got this.
Yeah.
Maybe it's that door that needs fixing. Maybe it's, you know, the car is broken, and you're like, don't worry, I got this.
I need my car washed.
I got this.
Okay.
I do want to quickly say my sister's husband, since the day they started dating, they've been married, I don't know how many years, he still opens the car door for her every single time that they go to somewhere together.
My husband does it
when we go out to like dinner, a nice dinner or something, but I don't do it every time.
Every time.
No, he does it a lot, I would say every time. And now it's kind of like a joke. I'm like, what the heck? I got to open up my own door now? What is this?
Now, if you do it every time, it's almost like it just takes too much time. Like, you got to go and open the door. Now, he doesn't do it when you get out, does he?
No.
You don't have to sit there and wait.
I mean, sometimes I do just for effect, you know.
Wow.
It's like, though, you're sitting there, it's like you got to go to church or something, you're late. He's like, you know, he's jogging with two kids on him, you know, trying to get her car door.
Yeah, I think once you have kids is when a lot of that stuff dies, too. Because it's like you're scrambling to get two kids out of the car. Ain't no opening doors for anybody except the kids.
But it's like little gestures like that that just let you know, like, he appreciates you. Like, I got this. I got it for you.
All right. Like, okay, you know, honey, I've got something to tell you. Got a car ticket. I got a speeding ticket on the way home.
I got this.
Yeah.
I thought you were, I was very confused.
No,
about what
I'm
you
just
were
saying
doing.
That's an example.
Like, I don't know if that's the best one.
It's like, I got this.
I'm like, I got this right here, right now.
In my hand. Why did you drive so fast?
I may have to do some remedial training here. But this is a great thing to remember, guys. If you want to, like, just even, like I said, it can be taken out of the garbage. Just use those three words and actually follow through and got that. Do it for her.
Yeah.
But bigger things, maybe like, hey, I want to go out on Saturday night.
Well, that's not something that you could got. Unless you're going out together.
Yes, it is. I got this. I'm going to plan the whole evening for you. You don't have to do anything.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about her going out with her friends.
No, if you want to be the chauffeur and be the DD and create a little cooler.
Oh, wow.
Well, if she wants to go out with her friends, just tell them, I got the kids. I got this. I'll watch the kids while you go out and hang with your friends.
His mind did not go to any of that.
None of that.
No, it went to her getting away from him.
I ain't got that, Kato.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.